Best Australian Yarns and Other True Stories, written by Jim Haynes and read by Jim Haynes. Bunyips. Bunyips are creatures that lurk in swamps, creeks, waterholes and riverbeds, emerging at night, often with terrifying cries and blood-curdling screams, devouring any animal or human venturing near their home. It is said that women are their favourite prey, most likely because they are more defenceless. Descriptions of the bunyip vary greatly, from a gorilla-type animal to half-human, half-animal, to similar to a fish with scales. Some reports say the bunyip has fur or feathers, a long neck and tail, or even claws and horns. Scientists suggest it may be a diprotodon, which became extinct about 20,000 years ago. The existence of bunyips was taken very seriously by the white settlers in colonial times. Out in the bushland at night, hearing strange, loud noises, they were sure that the bunyip was out there, waiting to attack them. In Geelong, in 1845, the unfossilised knee joint of an enormous animal was found. A local Aborigine identified it as a bunyip bone and drew a picture of the bunyip. Around that time, a woman claimed that her mother was killed by a bunyip at Barwon Lakes, just a few miles from Geelong. There are reports of other women being killed at the Barwon River, where the barge crossed to South Geelong. Many Australians now do not believe in the bunyip and disregard it as being purely mythological. There are some, though, who still believe the creature exists. Certainly one of the troopers at the Siege of Glenrowan believed in the monster. When Ned Kelly emerged from the mist dressed in armour and an overcoat, complete with his famous steel helmet, the reporters present later wrote that someone shouted, "It's a ghost!" The troopers opened fire and the bullets bounced off Ned, and Senior Constable Kelly reportedly cried out, "Look out, boys! It's the bunyip! He's bulletproof!"